Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, N-God, on the internet, on iTunes and Amazon.com. Got the internet going nuts on Sundays at 9 p.m. sharp Eastern time. I'm checking out my homie, Faith Walker, on What
the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program.
Faith Walker, I'm done. The only one is the sun.
Y'all clowns are caster than just big talkers. Showing what it really means to be a fake walker.
This is Faith Walker, I'ma give God praise.
Ever since I've been born, been a man of faith.
And many of us want the anointing, but we're trying to go into a new season with an old way of doing things. We must flow into this new season with more prayer, more supplication, more seeking God's face. Because the time must come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
By faith we see the hand of God.
Perfecting of the saints. When we come together in worship, when we come together in praise, that's where the power is unleashed. That's when prophecy can come forth. That's where the word of knowledge can come forth. That's where the word of wisdom can come forth. When the power of God in unity.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
For being that I stay in the face of God, every time I would go into his face, he would show me the apostle. And I sat over there in that seat, and he said, God has shown you some things concerning this house.
Gospel program is on your dial. I am your host, Minister Faith Walker, also known as Lazarus. Amen. God bless you on this first broadcast of 2014. You have now entered into your year of rest. You have now entered into your Sabbath that you're going to be manifesting, amen. So just be very clear on what God expects for you in this season, amen. Because God just expects for us, amen, to just sow a good seed on this January. Whatever you sow in January, it will affect the rest of this year. So be clear on the things that you speak and release into the atmosphere in this month of January, which is the first fruit of this year. Amen. So let's be clear as we go into a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this broadcast, God. We thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke, God. Lord God, we just ask you, forgive us for our sins, transgression, anything that would hinder our prayers from going beyond the ceiling, Lord God. And now, Lord God, we just ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you release your angels over this broadcast, Lord God, taking authority over everything that is not like you, Lord God. Lord God, from the north, the south, the east, the west, Lord God, through the four corners of the earth, Lord God, everybody who is assembled around the world, via internet, Lord God, and on smartphones, iPhones, iPads, desktops, laptops, airports, driving down the highway. Everybody is here by divine assignment. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we just ask that you touch their hearts, Lord God. Let a song go forth that will quicken their mortal body, Lord God. Let a jewel come forth, God, from the throne room of God that will begin to make them alive in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, God, for this broadcast. Lord God, anoint the pastors, Lord God, behind the scenes, Lord God, running the switchboards, Lord God, and Lord God, just let this be anointed broadcast that you'll be glorified and be magnified and the devil be terrorized in the name of Jesus. So we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast and any backlash, Lord God, we come against that with the blood of Jesus, and it is saying, and it is so in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Like I said, you are tuned into the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. Anytime tonight, listening to this broadcast, you can call in and do your church roll call shout-outs. This is where you begin to shout out your church, your overseer, the city that you're representing, and that you're getting fed that manna from heaven, amen, via the Holy Ghost. So you can call at any time, roll call your church, shout out your pastor, your apostle, your evangelist, pastor, teacher, it don't matter, five-fold bishop, however, you want to shout them out, you want to let people know where you're getting fed at, represent right here during the interview as we go and bring the man of God in just a moment. But the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, we interview the best in gospel music, national, regional, local, underground. We do it all. We do kingdom lyricism, amen, gospel rap, praise, worship, quartet, amen, gospel psalms, amen, poetry. It doesn't matter. All is good to the honor and glory of Almighty God. We keep it kingdom. We keep it sanctified. We keep it set apart. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen, and amen. We're going to go into our scripture reading for tonight. It's coming from Isaiah, the 44th chapter, amen, and it's talking about the spiritual restoration, amen. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 21. It said, remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant, and I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, and O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgression, as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forests, every tree therein, for the Lord had redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Hallelujah. We just read forth, amen, Isaiah, the 44th chapter, 21 through the 23rd verse, amen. So God just wants you to know on tonight he has redeemed you, amen. He has set you apart. He has thrown away all your sins, amen, your transgression. Dude, it does not matter what you did last year. It does not matter what you did, amen, on the 29th of December 2013. Come on, somebody. It doesn't matter what you did on the 31st, amen. This is a new year, new season. Cut them dead folks off. Leave them dead folks alone, amen. Take people who are anointed and appointed with you on this journey in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, before we bring this man of God on, you can definitely join us here on tomorrow night. We're going to have the Faith Distribution Pastors from Atlanta, Georgia, Pastor Desmond and Tamar Carruthers of Walk by Faith International Ministries. They will be in the building tomorrow night. It goes down on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program at 9 o'clock, back here at 9 o'clock. You just can definitely check them out. And they're releasing men, women of God in this season. They are a couple who have the gift of faith, amen, according to the book of Corinthians, amen. They are sending people out in this hour, so you definitely want to check them out. Also, next broadcast, which will be the 12th of January, we will have the Gospel Award nominees, amen, the Chosen Brothers. They are a quartet group, amen. They're making a lot of noise, amen. These are some young gunners, and these brothers are tearing up church across the land. I'm telling you, these young men of God, oh my God, they've taken quartet music to another level. They are tearing up churches. You hear me? Amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. So now I bring forth our special guest all the way from Red Clay City. Amen. I'm talking about where you got to be mindful where you take your Nikes at down there, amen, because you might get them dirty on some red clay. But as long as you don't say nothing about Auburn right now, you're good to go. We talking about Alabama bread, Alabama bread, crimson tide, blood washed, and the son of the lamb, amen, the blood of Jesus Christ. I bring forth the sanctified DJ of the South, also known to y'all as Young Hope. Young Hope, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man? I like what you said about the clay, because we got plenty of that down here.
Hey, you know what? My mother, she's from Uniontown, Alabama, and I know they was raised up on that dirt you put in your mouth. You just eat on that a little bit, and then you suck on that. I'm talking old school. I know all my old heads.
What you know about that,
like,
man?
Yeah. You don't know about that unless you've been down in the country.
That's right. That's country.
Country. Hey, man, yeah. I ain't hating. You like it, I love it, brother. How you doing, yes, man?
I'm doing good, man. Feeling blessed, man, by what God doing, man. Just overwhelmed right now, man.
That's listen, it's a blessing, man. Listen, man, all those seeds you sown, man, of God, it's a blessing, man. And we had an opportunity to check out your music, amen, and what you're doing, amen. You're a kingdom lyricist. I like to call folk kingdom lyricists. I think gospel rapper is just, you get to a place in your walk with God, God take you to another level, amen. What's it like being a DJ and an artist? Explain that for our audience.
Well, man, I just put it like this, man. It just, God gave me an anointed gift, man, to DJ and to be an artist. Because even when people call me to the church, they want me to DJ and perform.
Wow.
So it's God told me that he was going to use my DJing to get into places that some people can't get into. It is going to, God's using that for a platform for me to get to places that I probably wouldn't get to if, you know, everybody have their own area. So, man,
right,
it's a blessing, man. It's actually a blessing because either way it go, I get to set the atmosphere.
Mm.
You know, by being a DJ, you have to set the atmosphere wherever you go, because God is using me to go into certain places. They might, you know, seem like they're going to fight, or maybe the atmosphere might be tight. But me, I come in there with a praying before I go in there, just change the whole atmosphere, man. So it's a blessing, man, that God got me in this place.
Wow. It's funny you said you're a DJ and you're a gospel rapper, lyricist for the kingdom of God. It's sort of like what God is doing with the king and the priest, the lamb, the lion. You got two different dimensions going on where you're releasing into the atmosphere, and then you're also releasing in another dimension with the kingdom lyricist. Just tell those who don't know about your upbringing where your story started at. If I can trace the anointing that's on your life right now, who in your family could I say, was it grandmama or was it auntie who saved the church? Who was it that really played a part in your upbringing?
Oh, I can say my grandmama, man, because I don't care, man. She was in the country. She'd get up 5 o'clock in the morning to feed them hogs, feed them pigs.
Oh,
I don't care
now.
How cold. I don't care how cold it was. I don't care how hot it was. I mean, she's the only thing I saw about my grandmother, man, she stayed consistent, you know, and we didn't used to run to our uncles when we saw a snake in the street. We didn't even go run to, you know, our aunties if we saw something in the road. We ran to grandmama. You know, grandma would come out the house with her boots on, kill the snake right in front of us and walk away like nothing wrong. Never, I didn't see no fear from my grandmother. So I believe, man, it's like by me seeing my grandmother, you know, do the things she done, man, and staying consistent, man, I believe it's like I took that and said, man, I don't feel like nothing can stop me. If my grandmama can walk in the street and face a snake and kill it, I feel like I could face anything, you know. So, man, my grandma, man, she's a very big part of, you know, the strength, you know, and then, you know, like I said, with her, man, it's just the strength that's come from her, man, and I took that, man. I took that from my grandmama.
So God got you on assignment. He called you down there in Alabama, man. Now, for those who don't know, there's another side of Alabama where the work is going on, amen, where the body of Christ is doing work, preaching his gospel. Tell us about the gang activity down there and just things that those type of demonic forces that are working young people's lives down there and that God sent you to do that type of work to reach out to the young brothers.
Yeah, man, you know, I grew up, man, I was gang affiliated, and, you know, it's a lot of activity going on in Montgomery as we speak. As you know, one of our signed rappers, Dobie, rest in peace, you know, he got shot at the club the other night. And, man, it's a mandate, man. It's a mandate for, you know, for a person that has the anointing to do it, because you just can't be anybody to do it. You have to be anointed to be on this assignment, because you got to know how to talk to these people. You can't just go to them with the traditional sayings. You got to know where to reach them. You know, you got to know what to say at the right time, because if you say the wrong thing at the wrong time, you might lose them forever. So, man, you know, you have to be anointed. You have to have that discerning spirit. And this is one of my main prayers, man, that God allow me to have a sensitive ear to hear you. You know, whatever you telling me to say to this person, let me do it, you know, because, like I said, it's the streets are, you know, the streets, they're going crazy right now. So it's like right now we can't be no Ruta Poops in God right now. We can't be no wimps in God right now. We got to go in these streets, man. And God give me this platform to do that, to go in these streets. They had this event that I have called the Ark. Just bring everybody from the street, man, to let them see that you can enjoy God, have fun, and still live in peace.
So as we get into this first song called Witness, what is it like to be a witness? What is the background information you can give me on that song, how that came to you?
Man, Witness, I can give you a background like this, man. I feel like if God can save me, he can save anybody. Because
no,
like
right.
I told you, man, I did the gang thing. I did the women thing. I did the weed thing. I did the drinking thing. So it's like, God, you want somebody like me, you know? So I feel like the reason why my name came, Young Hope, you know, I just basically tell anybody, I don't care if you're on crack right now. I don't care if you're smoking weed right now. I don't care if you stripper right now. Guess what? It's hope for your situation.
You heard that. So go ahead and introduce our first song. And what album can we find this song on, Witness?
You can find it on my website, younghope503.wix.com/younghope503, or you can catch it on SoundCloud, Young Hope, or you can check me on my Facebook page on the Young Hope. So, you know, this song I'm about to introduce called Witness, I just want to touch everybody, to know, let everybody know it's hope for your situation no matter what. I'm a witness.
You heard it here first on Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Let's go, Pastor Hill.
Okay. Hey. Man, what I'ma do, man? I gotta tell everybody in the streets about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a witness in this game, man. I've been changed. People got to know about Jesus, man. He's off his chain. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
Come on.
W-I-T-N-E-S-S. I'm a witness in this game, man. I got to do my best.
Yeah.
Got to manifest. To keep the word up on my chest.
I'm
from a W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
Yeah.
W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
Yeah.
I'm a witness in this game before you get the same tweet. They made it loud and clear just in case you were listening. Concerning Jesus Christ, my job never ends. That's why I'm discussing when I'm talking with my friends. Let you know what the real deal. Jesus Christ really lives. Standing right here, standing right there and everywhere. He didn't even open blind eyes to see. He didn't even died on the cross, man, just as you and me.
Hey.
Now, can't you tell this love, man, go and see the truth. They want two friends, I deal with that for you.
Man.
A lot of people talk about what they will do. But when situations come up, they don't know what to do.
Come on.
Now, go and get the Lord, man, I'm trying to be honest. The word of God will take your life, man, I promise. When I step up in the booth, they tell your old life and they make it brand new.
Yeah.
I'm a witness in this game, man, I've been changed. People got to know about Jesus, man, he's off the chain. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, W-I-T-N-E-S-S. I'm a witness in this game, man, I got to do my best. Got to manifest, to keep the word up on my chest. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
Man, I thought you knew everything that my God can do. I'm not just talking, man, I got me some living proof. I can talk about how we change my attitude. Enough about me, man, let's talk about you. Do you want to be saved? Do you want to be set free? Do you need the blood of Jesus to protect you from his enemies? The things of life, gotta wonder how you made it through. God must have a plan he needed you to do. First get saved, and God will show you a better way. Give you instruction how to live day by day. Walk with Jesus Christ, that's all I gotta say. Let's start this journey, man, let's start today. Before I go, let you know what my name is. My name's John Hope, I'm a witness in this game, bro. Make sure everything you do be true. You're looking at your heart, even things that you do.
I'm a witness in this game, man, I've been changed. People gotta know about Jesus, man, he's off the chain. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, W-I-T-N-E-S-S. I'm a witness in this game, man, I gotta do my best. Got to manifest, to keep the word up on my chest. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
Extra, extra, read all about come it. Like Master P, I get loud about it. And I ain't talk about get about it from the streets. But I ain't talk about getting mad, gritting my teeth. I ain't talk about walk around with attitude. Me, mother, star trouble, with the gun up in my feet.
What's up?
I'm a witness to God, the kind of healing street. I care about my brother, man, it's something you can see.
Oh.
Every time Jesus walked, he had people with him. When you want to perform miracles, man, he did them. People was amazed at the things that they saw.
Yeah.
They started talking about he's the man and the big boss. Did you know who the man you put it on the phone? This is the same man that saved us because he's lost. I'ma go on my job, I'ma go in my neighborhood and let people know God is good.
I'm a witness in this game, man, I've been changed. People gotta know about Jesus, man, he's off the chain. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, W-I-T-N-E-S-S. I'm a witness in this game, man, I gotta do my best.
Come on.
Got to manifest, to keep the word up on my chest. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
He got his own time, he would never die. Be saved, 6 years, let him multiply.
I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
Got his own time, he would never die. Been saved 6 years, let it multiply.
I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
I'm a witness in this game, man, I've been changed. People gotta know about Jesus, man, he's off the chain.
I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
I'm a witness in this game, man, I gotta do my best.
Got to manifest, to keep the word up on my chest.
I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S. I'm a witness. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Love it,
love it. Young Hope. Tell them what that was, man.
Man, that's my song, You Witness, man. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S. Really?
Man,
really?
Let me tell you something. If you're stuck in tradition right now and you be like, what in the world that was? Listen, listen, you may need to get on the altar and call on Jesus. There's a thing called the blood of Jesus that'll take care of all that. Okay, so we just want to be clear on tonight. You know, there's a generation coming up. The Bible declares that this is the generation of them that seek him. That seek him, amen. This is the generation that God is raising up that will cry loud and spare not. That's going to repair the breaches, amen, in Jesus' name. So we just bless God for that, being a witness, amen. It's a blessing, amen, to hear that, man. Man, my God, my God. Shout out also, you can definitely do your church roll calls, amen, anytime. You can just press 1-347-945-5416. The number is 347-945-5416. You can definitely press 1. The operator, they'll patch you through. You can definitely get up here. You can ask Young Hope any questions. If y'all pastors, y'all want to get a holy man of God spinning records, playing that nice Christian music up in your event, your conferences. However, definitely support this movement. Contact this young man of God, man. He's doing wonderful things down there in Alabama. Amen. Shout out to Perry County, Selma. Shout out to Montgomery, Birmingham. Shout out to Tuscaloosa. Shout out to everybody definitely tuning in. And ALA, definitely shout out to y'all, and also SC and Georgia ATL and FLA. Definitely. We got DJ Young Hope in the building. Amen. So tell us about Bounce.
Man, Bounce It Up, man. It was you know, just basically just letting everybody know my testimony. This song right here, man, was like one of my first songs that I ever written to let people know where I came from. This is my testimony. And Bounce It Up was a form of praise, that how I praise God. You know, it was like when I praise God, I ain't praise like everybody else. It's like when I praise God, I might be jumping up and down, you know. It was a form of praise. And even in my new CD, Young Hope 2, I made a slide, a church slide. Because every time we want to get together as church people, you know, we'll bring the cha-cha slide out. We'll bring the, you know, we'll bring all the other slides out. But, you know, I want to give something, you know, to the church. Like, let's enjoy ourselves. We ain't got to always run to the world. We want to have a good time, you know. So, you know, that's my big motivation, like, even as being a DJ, that as being a gospel artist, is like, I want the people don't feel like they have to run to the world to have a good time.
Right.
You know,
right,
you know, Bounce It Up basically is my own testimony. So the things that you hear in this song is my own personal testimony, and it let you know, like, God has delivered me from all of that situation, man, and I give him the praise. That was a form of praise, man.
Amen, amen. Before we get into Bounce, is DJ Young Hope, is he married?
Yeah, DJ Young Hope married with six kids.
DJ Young Hope is married, sister. Sorry. Happily married, off the market. I asked the question. All right, leave him alone, okay? He's married, six kids. He's a daddy and a husband. Hebrews, marriage is honorable and all, the bed undefiled, all among the adulterers God will judge. Amen. So we in the building, amen, DJ Young Hope. Let's go ahead and get into this Bounce, amen. We're going to bounce that off. We're going to shake that off, amen. To introduce Bounce for us right here, DJ Young Hope.
Okay, this next song we call Bounce It Up, my own personal testimony. So, hey, let loose, let God, and bounce it up with me.
At the hill, drop the bounce. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man. Man, who did the beat on that, man?
Man, I had this guy is in Birmingham named P. Rich. Man, he laid that track for me, man. Like I said, I first got started off that, man, and ever since he made that beat, I got hungry. You know, just like, man, I need more.
Hey, man, yeah. Hey, man, tell Pete to get at me, man. Hey, man, I like that track, man. Amen, amen. Might have a couple people holler at him, amen, amen. That got in my spirit right there. Amen. We on that bounce here at EMG Radio, amen. We on that bounce. Amen.
Yes,
definitely. I know we got y'all attention. Shout out to VMP, amen, Vernie Mac up there in New York, amen. Hold your head, my brother, hold your head. I know it's been snowing crazy up there. Amen. Hold your head, amen. And, you know, don't go outside. You know, it's cold out there. Amen. So shout out to everybody who's holding their head, dealing with that northeastern snow up there. Amen. We got DJ Young Hope in the building. So, listen, how many albums have you done? How many mixtapes albums have you done?
Man, I did the Hope for the World one, and then I'm working on my second. I'm working on my second album now, as we speak, and it's supposed to be dropping February the 15th. Supposed to be doing an album release party. My church actually helped me to promote, and they opened the doors for me and told me I can have my release party there, man. So. Man, shout out to Love Center. You're right, man. They give me much support, man. My pastor overseas, Tony D. Peoples, man. Love Center, Full Gospel Church. Man, much respect, man. I had to go to him. I had to go to him, you know, like one-on-one. Like, man, I just want to, you know, let you know how much I appreciate you just opening up to the ministry that I have, you know. So, man, you know, as long as it line up with the vision, man, we good.
Man, go ahead and shout your church out again and your overseer.
Yeah, my overseer is Overseer Tony D. Peoples. My elect lady is Demetrius Peoples. My church is Love Center Full Gospel Church. So they had to put that in there. I had to put the full gospel in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Love it, man.
Love Center Full Gospel. Shout out to y'all, Pastor Peoples. Man, you got a fine vision right here. This young man is just really taking the vision and just running with that thing. That's what pastors love. I mean, what's been the response to the streets of this movement that you got going on down there?
Well, man, it's so awesome, man, because even when I do the event called The Ark, you know, I have people come off the streets and these one of the things they tell me, you know, I got dreads in my head. I might not dress that traditional dress, but I'm not the jean type person either. Like, I can do jeans, but, you know, I still try to keep it fresh for God, you know. But it's one thing that came to me, and this is something that stuck out. They're like, man, I can relate to you. You know, they're saying you don't look like everybody else. So, and I was like, okay, God, you know, and every time I minister to a place, I just let people know, like, you know, God graced me to look the way I'm looking, so don't judge me. You know, that's just like when he did for Samson. You know, Samson had long hair. So he graced Samson because he had long hair. So God graced me for the way I look. So, you know, that's why you cannot go in that judgmental state because, you know, like I said, the only reason my name speaks for itself. You know, there's young hope. You can't be the old hope to save people today. You need young hope. And I ain't mean by young hope as an age group, but young mindset.
So you saying I feel an anointing. So you saying that people are in their second childhood?
Yes, mentally. So the only thing I've been hearing when I'm going to church, you know, get a new mindset. So basically, you know, you can't save souls these days because you can't save souls in an old mindset. You got to go, you got to meet people where they're at. The Bible said compare those. So that means use what you have to use to pull them inside the kingdom. Don't worry about getting them saved. Let me do the work then when you bring them in the kingdom.
I love this. That is so critical and real. I'm trying not to shout. I'm trying to do this show in decency and order. Amen. But you just brought up an interesting point. And I think it goes so key in hand of this next single called Cry If You Want To. What was that all about?
Man, I feel like, man, if, you know, a lot of people kind of hold on to their male agenda or hold on to people agenda. Some people are not delivered from people. That's why they sometimes people are limited from their deliverance because they're not limited. They're not delivered from people. See, sometimes people won't get into that altar line when they call altar call. They won't get in that line because they're not delivered from people. Some people will not get their full shout in because they're not delivered from people. You know. So this was a song that I put out because it's like when God delivered me, all I did is cry. You know, all I did is cry. And you know, your full deliverance, you have to reach that water point in order to you if you know that you have reached your deliverance. So I cried. Every time I went to church, I cried. I was like, man, you know, with that type of male agenda coming in, you're going like, man, you're doing a lot of crying, man. You're acting like a little, you know, the mindset of the world saying you're a punk if you cry.
My Lord.
But with God, it's like, Lord, wash me, clean me out. So that water has to come out because I'm getting washed out of all the pain and all the hurt. So, but this song here, Cry If I Want To, basically giving different scenarios. Just basically sometimes you saying like, God, you know, help me in this situation. You know, or Lord, I'm feeling good that you even delivered me out of this situation. So I'm going to cry regardless who all looking at me. I don't care if these children are pointing and laughing at me like, oh, he, you know, like I tell him, and you can listen to one of the verses in the song saying, you know, you have some nerves to call your boy funny. You know what I'm saying? Get the knowledge of God. Stop acting like some dummies. You know, so it's basically saying, don't call me funny because I'm, you know, crying to God.
My Lord.
You know, I'm getting released. Are you saying in bunch? Mm-hmm.
So how can a person be totally free from people? How can they deal with, I mean, you've been there when you first be saved, you know, you walk
right.
in the church, you got the dreads, and, you know, you ain't came in, you know, your pants might have been sagging, you know,
right.
you still got your grill in. Shout out
right.
to St. Clair, I still got my grills. You know, you still got the grills in, and you know, you got the J's number 2 and all of that going on. And,
right.
and now you
right.
got folks who done got so complacent and so comfortable in their mm-hmm. spot. And, you know,
right.
and they ain't even going out evangelizing no more. They just sitting
right.
up there because you thirsty and you want the God of heaven and earth. You come through there and now you get all this looking like, who are you? Because you got a zeal for God
exactly.
and you want God. And now
exactly.
how people get delivered from that? Would you experience?
Well, I did this, you know, when I first got into the ministry and God started using me. Basically, my cry out was, let's share God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's share God. God is not in the box that he's just using grown people. You know, and I went to a church one time and I told them, don't be selfish with God. You know, because some people will be selfish with God because they want to keep God in his box and they want to keep God all to themselves. But just because of the kids, I remember when Kirk Franklin first came out, you know, people was kind of like, he out the box. You know, he out the box. Now, Kirk saving a lot of souls now, you know, and he opened that platform, you know, for a lot of people, for the style of music that's been performed today. So my thing is, man, when I came in, I just basically like, okay, God, it ain't nobody else responsible for my life but you.
Yeah.
So I can't, you know, my one a pastor that I was under at the time, he said, when you come in here, let God change you who he wants you to be, not me. So that mindset that I took with me is like, I got to let God change me to who he want me to be. I can't be if we all be the same, we all be robots.
That's right.
That's it.
Well, amen. We thank God for that word. Amen. You about to get the young man of God, the young gunner up here preaching. Amen. Okay, I hear that anointing just cooking in him. Amen. But go ahead and introduce this song. We about to get into Cry if I want to, amen. Go ahead and introduce that man of God.
Yes, sir. The next song we're about to get ready to listen to, Cry If I Want To. That means if you're a man, child, woman, if God releasing you and delivering you, cry.
Yes. Woo. Pastor Hill, let's go.
I try if I want to. This is my party, man. I try.
Clap, I want to. Man, it was a testimony, man. I just love it, man. I appreciate it, man. Y'all having me and everything, man. Glad to be the
man. Guy. Now, all these tracks came from the Hope from the World, the Hope for the World?
Yeah, that came from the Hope for the World. Like I said, you can catch it on SoundCloud. You can download the whole track on SoundCloud. You can also, like I said, go on my website, younghope503.wix.com/younghope503. And man, I'm just overwhelmed, man. Just, you know, man, I've been getting good feedback from the album, man. I've been having people take the album and, you know, I heard people like just actually getting delivered from the album.
My God.
It's a blessing, man.
Man, it definitely a blessing. Where's the email that the pastors, or I know we got a lot of pastors, overseers. Hey, y'all need to get out that religious spirit now. Y'all need to just call in and say, yo, this pastor, I know you're listening to the kingdom lyricism and the holy gospel rap, amen. You can show your love, amen. You don't want your congregation to know you're getting crunk in the spirit. That's all right. We know you're there, though, because we see you, amen. We see all of you, amen. So, amen, God bless you, amen. But let them know how they may get in contact with you to book you in their churches.
Man, you can hit me on Facebook. You can go up on Young Hope. You can inbox me there, or you can also tweet me, Young Hope 503, or you can contact my assistant, 334-429-0866. So, man, we can talk about it, man. I'm telling you, man, I'm on the move. About to get ready to do a tour after February the 15th. For my new album. I'm traveling everywhere. I'm already talking to a lady to come to South Carolina. So, man.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely got to
get together.
Right. So, man, after the 15, man, you know, I'm dropping in the Hope of the World, too, man. And I want to take it everywhere, man. I'm talking about, like, everywhere. No limits. God told me this year, no limits.
Amen. You were definitely in the spirit. That's the word. No limits.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something, man. If you, and those of you who are listening, I know somebody need to hear this, amen. This is the wrong year for you wanting to give up.
You might could have
do that last year, and you just made it back by the skin of your teeth. But this season is not the season to throw in the towel. This is not the season for that. I don't know who I'm speaking prophetically to, but let me tell you something. This is not the season you want to throw in the towel. You're just on the brink of your blessing. You heard from the man of God, DJ Young Hope, tonight. You know, we done went through his tracks, amen. It said, cry if I want to. You done heard the bounce. You done heard good music on tonight, amen, from this man of God, amen. You know, and so God is really speaking to your heart right now, amen. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Amen. You need to go back in the archive after the show over with, 20 minutes or so. You listen to this whole episode over again. Encourage yourself. Sometimes you just need to encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Amen. So where are you going to be at next at the Love Fellowship? What are y'all doing? What else events y'all got going on down there at the Love Fellowship?
We got the gala coming up. We pretty much is like a fellowship kind of arena, and she opened the platform for me to have my album release party at the gala. So, man, much respect to Kay, you know, Miss Kay, she's at my church, man, and just fully supporting, man, and she just texts me, so I'm listening, I'm listening on the station, and man, much respect to her, much respect to my overseer, Tony B. Peoples, man. I mean, man, I get so much support from my church, man, and I love it, man. I love it. This not nothing that I'm using because I feel like I can make it fast. you know, my mission, man, I don't care what I'm doing. I don't care if it's a 1,000 people to 3 people. If I get one person saved out of my performances or my ministering, you know, I have accomplished what I wanted to accomplish, man. That's my truth, and I ain't faking on the radio. I ain't faking, you know. That's my true mission, man. I love to say so. I love to for God to look at me and say, "Well done."
My Lord, my Lord. Man, let me tell you something, brother. I'm just going to prophesy to you right now live on the air, man. You ain't going to be doing this music too long, man, because you got too much word up in you, man. You got too much oil in you, man. You got too much anointing in you, amen. You know, this is another dimension of where God is using you, amen. But God is preparing you for ministry, big time, full-time ministry. Full-time ministry, brother.
Wow.
So just receive that in the name of Jesus Christ, because you got such an anointing on you, man of God. And I mean anointing, I mean a fisher of men anointing, man. I'm talking about evangelistic quality on you, man, to go and get them out the streets, man. Get them out the crack houses, man. Get them out them low, desolate places, man. So God has just really quickened you to do such a phenomenal work, unlike no other, man. And I just pray that God raise you up as a Billy Graham of your time, amen, down there in Alabama, to just people, just reach and pull people out those places, amen, from Bessemer, Demopolis, amen, Selma, Uniontown, amen, just all in Birmingham, Montgomery, amen, all those places, amen. Red Clay, all of that stuff. The Moonshine Dealers, amen. Oh, yeah, I know you're listening too, amen. Put that mayonnaise jar down in that mason jar, amen. Amen. You too, amen. I prophesy to you too, amen. You know, he coming to get you too, amen. Uncle, auntie, all of you, amen. So I just speak that in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Man, I really appreciate it, man. I love the fellowship. Ever since we first met, man, I love the fellowship, man. You can tell if you have a discerning spirit, man, who to connect with and who not to connect with. Some people are in it for, you know, hey, this is my easy way. I can make it in the world. Let's see if I can do it in the church. You know, it don't work like that. You got to have
an
anointing for this.
Amen. You know what? And since the Holy Ghost is going there, we gonna go there, man. It's a lot of individuals in this gospel rap movement. They don't have no Holy Ghost. They don't have no anointing. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm going to talk about it up on here because, see, I done went through too much hell in my lifetime. You know, let me tell you something. I done been phony, okay? I became real by being phony, amen. So let me tell you something, man. There's a lot of people out there, amen, that doing this music, amen. I'm talking about these boogers leaving the gangster rap, man, and they coming in the church, amen, and they trying to bring that element, amen, and they're coming in there. See, you can do the lyricism. See, God is just really saying right now, brother, that we can do the lyricism and bring the lyrics hard to them with the anointing, but God don't want us in the pulpit with our pants sagging, bro. He don't want us. I mean, because God said, man, we kingdom people, bro. Yeah, we can look good. I mean, he wants us to look good, but he don't want us to be disrespectful. He wants to put a difference between what is clean and unclean, holy and unholy.
That's
you
true.
See what I'm saying? He
That's
wants
so
to,
awesome.
With the world look on us, there's something about us that attracts them, amen.
That's so awesome, man, because, you know, I feel like, man, even when you go to God's people, yes, it is a certain image. You know, I feel like you still have to present yourself in a way that, you know, hey, I'm going in front of people. And like I say, every time I'm performing, I'm not saying I'm always performing in suits and whatever, but I have, you know, I have my style. But I feel like if I'm whatever I'm doing for God, I want to perfect everything. Even my language, even when I'm talking to people, even where I dress, even where I carry myself, even way how I respond to anybody who's talking to me in an ignorant way, you know. I want to perfect all of that, you know. Not saying I have reached that point, but that is that's the way I want to reach to, you know.
My Lord. Look, man, I almost don't want to let you go, man. You got some wonderful spirit on you, man. I bless God for you, man. Give out your email, all your information. If you got any videos on YouTube or if you're working on anything, just all your information, give it out at this time, man. And we definitely gonna bring you back, man. And Pastor Hill, we gonna rock out on that when that bounce when we close the show, amen. So definitely, man of God, go ahead and give out your information.
Yeah, Facebook, y'all hit me up on Young Hope, Twitter. Young Hope 503, my website, younghope503.wix.com. You can Love Center, you can go. The church I attend, check out my overseer as a Love Center for Gospel Church. That's on Facebook. I have a video where I performed at places on the DJ Young Hope on YouTube. And you can go on SoundCloud to download my whole album, man. It's just, that's a seed that I put out, you know, to people, let people know what kind of message and what kind of, you know, ministry I got going on, what type of person I am. So that's like a seed that I'm giving to the people. Mm. So, man, like I said, man, you have to plant that seed, you know. In order for something to grow, you got to put something in the ground.
That's right. That's right. That's right. My God, my God. Man, Young Hope, we definitely thank you for joining us, man. And EMG Radio, we here, Inner Praise Media Group, sponsored by Nathan On The Spot. We here. We do Kingdom programming all through the week, but EMG, we here Sundays and Mondays, amen. We definitely have the Kingdom Voices Gospel program, amen. It's sponsored by Nathan On The Spot. We're up to 20,000 listeners, amen. And we ain't been on a year yet, and this thing is just blowing phenomenal by portions, amen. We thank you for your support. We thank you for the numbers. We thank you for your calls. We thank you for your emails. We are on the social media sites. We're just representatives on the social media sites, and the Praise Me Media Group link up on EMG. I believe it's Al Mega Waters. You can link up there. We got the blog going on, innerpraisement.blogspot.com. Yeah, it's just been prophetic words. Some of the mystery of the Sabbath, that's up. The prophetic word that was released, amen, that's up. I think it's the generational transfer of Christ, that teaching, that prophetical word, that's posted up, amen. We're a kingdom company, amen. We do corporate fasting, you name it, amen. Pastor Hill, he just came from a foot washing ceremony, amen. Yeah, this thing is real, amen. You know, we don't do no glitz and glamour, no fancy. We don't knock posters and all of that stuff. We don't knock people that do that, man, but we want people to connect by the anointing. By the anointing, amen. And so when you're doing something real for God, you're going to be challenged. You're going to be persecuted, amen. So if you have experienced some lashes on your back, just rejoice. Take it and smile, because you'd rather obey God, my God, than obey man. Let me get out of here before I start preaching. Amen. But anyway, we had Young Hope tonight. Tomorrow, empowerment program, excuse me, the mantle of God. We're going to have Pastor Desmond and Tamar Carruthers, Walk by Faith International Ministry, this faith distribution couple. If you need an impartation of faith on tomorrow night, be back here at 9. We will be interviewing them on their mantle. They are prophets, they're pastors that God is raising up. Also, next Sunday, we got the award nominee Chosen Brothers. They are a quartet group, amen. And my God, and people ask me, what are you playing right now in your music? Well, I'm on that Anetta Williams. I'm bumping that Work in Progress. I'm also bumping that Alabama Spiritual. Shout out to them brothers, man. I love them Alabama Spirituals. I'm on that hard. Is God satisfied with me? I'm on that hard. And I'm also on that Young Hope. Amen. I'm on that bounce. I'm on that bounce hard. I'm on that bounce. And I might have to play that cry if I want to again. But I'm also on that Doves and Honey. Shout out to Martin Woods. Shout out to that man of God, Martin Woods. The Doves and Honey, that project is slamming. Get that.
Wow.
The awesomeness of God. That track is fire, Awesomeness of God, and also Marvel Real. We had the man of God on here last week. Amen. Sanctify Shutdown Radio. We had a blast. Amen. So definitely support that project. Amen. So EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan On The Spot. It's another night. Young Hope, come back forth, man, with the last words and close us in prayer, man of God.
Okay. Yeah, but like I said, I want to, if you want me to DJ at your conference, you want me to be at your event, I actually DJ, have my smoke machine and lights and everything, and I'm not just bringing music, I'm bringing my ministry. That means I might end up praying for you, I might be prophesying for you. I bring the whole package because it's God's. So it's not mine. But we're going to close this with prayer. Like I say, EMG, thank y'all. I salute y'all, man, for an awesome job. I speak a prophetic word over y'all, man. Look out, the best yet is to come, man. So let's go in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for all that you have done. Thank you for the platforms that you already made, God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for showering your glory, Father God, upon us. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the voice that we have, God, to reach others, Father God, to deliver them, no matter what situation or circumstances they may be in. Lord, we rebuke any judgmental spirit. Lord, we release, Father God, deliverance and be made whole, no matter where they stand, God. So, Father God, we pray to any person that might be listening in right now, there is hope for your situation. Don't give up. Try God. We love God. We love you, Jesus, for all that you have done and everything that you're going to continue to do in our life. Through your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. We out of here. Amen. God bless.
God bless.
Okay. Hey. Man, what I'm gonna do, man, I gotta tell everybody in the streets about the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm a witness in this game, man. I've been changed. People got to know about Jesus, man. He don't change. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
Come on.
W-I-T-N-E-S-S. I'm a witness in this game, man. I got to do my best.
Yeah.
Got to manifest. Stick you the word up on my chest.
I'm from a W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
Yeah. W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
I'm a witness in this game before you get the same tweet.
Come on.
That made it loud and clear just in case you were listening. Concerning Jesus Christ, my job never ends. That's why I'm discussing when I'm talking with my friends. Let you know what the real deal. Jesus Christ really lives. Standing right here, standing right there and everywhere. He didn't open blind eyes to see. He didn't even died on the cross, man, just for you and me.
Hey.
Now get the care of his love, now go and see the truth. They want two friends, I deal with that for you.
Man.
A lot of people talk about what they will do. But when situations come up, they don't know what to do.
Come on.
Now go and get the Lord, man, I'm trying to be honest. The word of God will take your life, man, I promise. When I step up in the booth, they tell your old life and they make it brand new.
Yeah. I'm a witness in this game, man, I've been changed. People got to know about Jesus, man, he's all to change. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, W-I-T-N-E-S-S. I'm a witness in this game, man, I got to do my best. Got to manifest, stick you the word up on my chest. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
Man, I thought you knew everything that my God can do. I'm not just talking, man, I got me some living proof. I can talk about how we change my attitude. Enough about me, man, let's talk about you. Do you want to be saved? Do you want to be set free? Do you need the blood of Jesus to protect you from his enemies? The things of life, gotta wonder how you made it through. God must have a plan he needed you to do. First get saved, and God will show you a better way. Give you instruction how to live day by day. Walk with Jesus Christ, that's all I gotta say. Let's start this journey, man, let's start today. Before I go, let you know what my name is. My name's John Hope, I'm a witness in this game, bro. Make sure everything you do be true. You're looking at your heart, even things that you do.
I'm a witness in this game, man, I've been changed. People gotta know about Jesus, man, he's all to change. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, W-I-T-N-E-S-S. I'm a witness in this game, man, I gotta do my best. Got the manifest, stick you the word up on my chest. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
Extra, extra, read all about
come
it. Like Master P, I get live about it. And I ain't talk about get about it from the streets. But I ain't talk about getting mad, gritting my teeth. I ain't talk about walk around with attitude. Me, mother, star trouble, with the gun up in my feet.
What's up?
I'm a witness to God, the kind of hear you. I care about my brother, man, it's something you can see.
Oh.
Every time Jesus walk, had people with him. When you want to perform miracles, man, he did them. People was amazed at the things that they saw.
Yeah.
They started talking about he the man and the big boss. Did you know who the man you put it on the cross? He's the same man that saved us because he's lost. I'ma go on my job, I'ma go in my neighborhood and let people know God is good.
I'm a witness in this game, man, I've been changed. People gotta know about Jesus, man, he's all to change. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, W-I-T-N-E-S-S. I'm a witness in this game, man, I gotta do my best.
Come on.
Got the manifest, stick you the word up on my chest. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
Come on. He got his own time, he would never die. Be saved, 6 years, let him multiply.
I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S. Got his own time, he would never die. Been saved 6 years, let it multiply. I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
I'm a witness in this game, man, I've been changed. People gotta know about Jesus, man, he's all to change.
I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
I'm a witness in this game, man, I gotta do my best. Got the manifest, stick you the word up on my chest.
I'm a W-I-T-N-E-S-S, W-I-T-N-E-S-S.
Thank you. Dave Chappelle, be like Mike and just beat it. Can't you see it? How people act up in this church? They worship God because they focus on their hurt. They everybody treat them bad, treat them like some dirt. Let everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Stop sitting up in the church like you tired, like you bored. When praises go up, I mean the blessings come down. Can't worship him, they done got to worship him now. What I'm gonna do, I'ma cry when I worship you. But God, this my party and I cry if I want to. Cry if I want to, hey.